Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For Wednesday, February the 8th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. We have an update on Jerry the King Lawler before we start today. Now, Florida TV station Action News 5 reported yesterday that Jerry the King Lawler suffered a stroke outside his home in Fort Myers, Florida. Lawler was rushed to hospital where he has undergone successful carotid artery surgery. The most recent update from Lawler's family is that he's lost the feeling on the right side of his body, but is now able to speak a few words at a time. Obviously, when we know more, we will let you know more at Cultaholic.com, and we send our best wishes to WWE Hall of Famer Jerry the King Lawler.
The year was 2000. The till in my family had dried up a bit. Hard times became more than just a promo. Simply put, my family went broke. $100 in a Wachovia checking account for all of us. You need a visual aid for it. My dad doing local car commercials, and not for the money, just so that he could keep the car. Then he got a phone call. You called him. You told them ECW was in town. You told them that Steve Corino was gonna talk a little smack about him and that if he would just agree to appear on camera, if Dusty Rhodes would be on ECW, you would pay him and you would pay him well. You kept your word. In addition to the money that we sorely needed, ECW gave my father his confidence back, and I can never, ever repay you for that. Thank you very much.
This isn't about your dad. This is about you. This is about everything that you have fought for from the bottom all the way up, out the door, back in the door, to winning the Men's Royal Rumble, to main eventing WrestleMania. In my last conversation with your dad, he told me you, Cody, were his favorite son. But Roman Reigns was the son he always wanted.
You're hurting me. You know, I'm just trying to win a wrestling championship, and everybody wants to make it personal. And that's what you just did, and you're not gonna pay for it, Mr. Heyman. Your boy, Roman Reigns, is going to pay for it at WrestleMania when I take those titles personally.
That promo from Monday Night Raw served several purposes. One, to obviously engage the live crowd and get them ready for Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. But according to Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer, he said that there was another purpose to it. He says this was done because WWE are well aware of how hot the Sami Zayn thing is, and it was imperative to not have this WrestleMania main event angle feel secondary. So they knew going in they had to do something. And they did. So this isn't burying Sami Zayn, who headlines Elimination Chamber next weekend. This is more just to push the main event of WrestleMania being Cody versus Roman Reigns and make sure that that energy isn't lost in the overwhelming popularity of Sami Zayn. What happens with Sami Zayn beyond Elimination Chamber? Well, we don't know any hard and fast WrestleMania plans yet, but one would hope that he is factored into the big show in a major way after the year that he has had, more than deserving of a feature spot at WrestleMania 39. And there is obviously some concern from WWE that if they don't do right by Sami Zayn, the crowd are going to let them know about it.
I have the whole world in my hands, and I'm not afraid to use these hands to tear more scars into Bianca's face and take that Raw Women's Championship.
Alexa Bliss is taking some time away from WWE television. This was reported by PW Insider. No injury has been reported for Alexa Bliss. We haven't seen her since the Royal Rumble, where she lost to Bianca Belair in the Raw Women's title match. And she's still very much involved in the Bray Wyatt Uncle Howdy storyline. So how this leave of absence affects that, we don't quite know. But it seems that for the time being, we won't see Alexa Bliss as part of WWE television. When we know more about it, of course, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Ladies and gentlemen, the happy couple, Toxic Attraction.
Thanks to Bailey, and ding dong hello. Oh!
It's never been about us! It was always about me!
Oh! Oh, wow.
Toxic Attraction explode on NXT. So Bailey, hosting a special episode of Ding Dong Hello, brought JC Jane and Gigi Dolin together after their disagreement at NXT Vengeance Day. It led to a hug, followed by a super kick from JC Jane to Gigi Dolin. And then JC drove Gigi's head into the door of the Ding Dong Hello set. Eerily similar to what happened with Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty in the barbershop all those years ago. Shawn Michaels being the man behind NXT, this seems fitting. It seems appropriate that this was how this segment was put together. Gigi Dolin in tears after the attack. So JC Jane and Gigi Dolin going their separate ways, it seems, on NXT. Also last night, Roxanne Perez was challenged by former NXT tag champs Caden Carter and Katana Chance to find a tag partner for a match next week. She put in a phone call, and she's found one in former NXT UK Women's Champion Mako Satomura. Mako making her return to NXT. The first time we've seen her on NXT television in any way, shape or form since Worlds Collide last September. And she's going to be teaming up with Roxanne Perez on next week's show. Also last night, we saw the return of another former NXT UK champion in Ilya Dragunov. He cost JD McDonagh a match against Carmelo Hayes. They are no doubt heading for a war with those two, because the reason that we haven't seen Dragunov on TV is because of that attack by JD McDonagh. They have incredible chemistry together, these two. So expect something big from them, I'm guessing, at NXT Stand and Deliver. On an all-new Desert Island Graps, I am joined by YouTube content creator, somebody who recently made their ring announcing debut as well, Issa, better known as NYC Demon Diva. She tells a story that took her from Puerto Rico to the Yankee Stadium and back again. And she does it in the company of her dog, Roman.
Oh my God. I was not prepared for this, and I'm usually not a very emotional person, but the way he was acting, I started crying.
Oh, what happened?
I started
Tell
crying.
Us.
He gets in and out of my car every day. I take him for car rides. It's his favorite thing. And it was raining, so I think he might have slipped and fell and landed on concrete. So I saw him hit the ground hard, and then he started acting like he couldn't move the bottom half of his body, and he was shaking and I was shaking. It was a mess. It was a mess. But I offered a tweet and suddenly everything went away.
It's heartbreaking. Our boy, my wife's cat, Pablo. I had a message the other day from my wife to be, and she went, "Pablo's limping." And it rips your heart out, doesn't it? When it's your pet.
Yes.
And they're like, "Something's wrong. Something's wrong." As the day went on, he was fine. But you immediately Google it. And I Googled about my black cat has started limping. And the amount of people, Issa, the amount of people that said, oh, sometimes they do it just for attention. And I feel like, I'm not casting aspersions on Roman here, but do you think maybe he was doing it just to get a bit of attention?
I like to think he was in a little bit of shock. Roman thinks that he's a 100-pound pit bull. Like, that's how he acts. It's not a me podcast or stream if you don't hear him barking in the background. He attacks anybody that comes within 100 feet of me. Like, Roman is a beast.
NYC Demon Diva, my guest on Desert Island Graps on the podcast feed and on the Patreon later on today. You can watch the video if you are subscribed at patreon.com/cultaholic. Check out youtube.com/cultaholic. Check out the 10 worst WCW matches that aren't the finger poke of doom. We have seen some choice cuts over the years in WCW. Obviously none that are more heartbreaking and confusing than Kevin Nash driving his finger, or having Hogan's finger driven into his chest. We count down 10 more at youtube.com/cultaholic. Jack the Jobber and Owen Mawson are back on Twitch later today. It is a nail-biting end to the season for Cultaholic FC. It's football manager time. Up the faves at twitch.tv/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.